All right, guys, we've been talking about it all day. I tweeted out earlier, if anybody had any leaks, send them. For the Atlanta United schedule that came out actually about, an hour or so ago, maybe 4 o'clock. Mike Conti came in a little bit earlier. He said, we will have all of the information. Well, it's out. And I just retweeted what Mike Conti put out there. And follow us, guys. He is Mike Bell, ATL. And I put him up. See, Dukes, Mike Conti. Mike Conti, 929. All right. Just your initial thoughts. Obviously, we do this with all the schedules of our teams. How you digest this and you start to look at it and you go, okay, what?
It's tough. It's tough. And we knew, and we talked about this earlier today, we knew there would be more Wednesday games because the league is trying to end the season sooner so the playoffs are over before that international break in November and you don't have to stop the playoffs right in the middle. By the way, I didn't really mind how the playoffs panned out last year.
I didn't either.
I was very entertained. We did win the cup, which is probably a big reason why it was entertained. But you knew you were going to have more Wednesday games. Guys, this is tough. I mean, they will close out the season playing 6 matches in the final 19 days of the season. Columbus home, at Cincinnati, San Jose home, at New York City, at Montreal, New England on decision day. 3 Wednesday matches in there. That's not the worst part. The worst part is the May hellscape that MLS has given Atlanta United for that month. So Atlanta United is going to have to play 7 matches in May. That's hard.
Oh.
But in the midst of that, they have a road trip where they go to Vancouver, and then 3 days later they have to play at New York Red Bulls. Then they have to go back to Salt Lake City and play Real Salt Lake.
Oh, that's tough.
All in the span of a week and a half.
Yeah, that's a lot of travel.
So it's a very difficult schedule. Then on top of it, you're playing CONCACAF Champions League, which means you're playing a CONCACAF Champions League match, and then 4 days later, you're playing your MLS opener. Then you could be playing another CONCACAF match, then Cincinnati at home, then another CONCACAF match, and then Philadelphia. So you could have, I'm just looking at it here, 7 matches in a 3-week span just to begin the season.
That's tough.
It's tough, guys. Yeah. It's really tough.
Mike, the thing is, and I was talking about this with some of the guys who sit in my section. We were just talking about this on text. We have a lot of depth. We've got a lot of young guys. And I mean, are there some of these, Mike, where a big picture you're just going to not throw up the white flag, but you're going to use a lot of your reserves?
I mean, I don't know what their philosophy is going to be when it comes to CONCACAF Champions League. Darren Eales has been pretty frank with us that they want to win the CONCACAF Champions League because it's a way to get in the FIFA Club World Cup, and there you're testing yourself against the biggest clubs in the world. So, I mean, I guess we'll probably learn a little bit more about the philosophy and the approach to that when we finally get to meet Frank DeBoer, and I think that's going to be next week. But, you know, you're the defending champions. When you're the defending champions, play more matches. I mean, you're going to have to play the Campione's Cup in August, probably right before you go to Portland for a Wednesday night. I don't know why they put that on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know, a 10 p.m. game. That might not be a Wednesday, actually. That might be a Sunday. It might be misremembering. I think it is a Sunday. But still, you know, you might have to play that right before going out to Portland. And then after you play at Portland, you play at Orlando. So, I mean, they're not very good, but they're your rival. So it's tough. But to the victor goes the challenge of playing in all these extra matches.
Plus, they know we draw. And
no doubt.
That's a big part of it.
And that's the cool thing. Like, Atlanta United is playing on national TV 17 times. That's the maximum allowed by the league. So literally half of Atlanta United's schedule will be nationally televised here in 2019. That's big. Just like this past year when you had the World Cup final followed by an Atlanta United match on Fox, they're going to do the same thing this year. Women's World Cup final followed by Atlanta United hosting New York Red Bulls at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Fox. Really good opportunity for the team and the league to showcase itself again. You're going to play a match here in Atlanta against Orlando on Fox. You're going to have 8 games on ESPN. That's unheard of.
It is.
8 games on ESPN. So it's a really good opportunity for the club to put itself on that national stage. They earned it. I mean, they're a fun club to watch. They're the champions. So you would expect this to happen. But, you know, because you're playing so many nationally televised matches, you've got to fit these in the national TV windows, which means you're going to play a lot of late Sunday matches. And even when you don't have a midweek match, you might come back playing the next Friday or next Saturday. So even those are short weeks. So, you know, the physio staff did a remarkable job this year when you played, like, at Dallas in hot weather, then at Philadelphia in hot weather, and you came back and you beat Philly 2-0. You had all those matches kind of at the end of the season piling up onto each other, more in September than October, and they got through it. They had the Colorado-San Jose RSL match where they won all three in the span of a week, and two of them were on the road. They got through it. So they have smart people running this. They'll figure it out, but start hydrating now, I guess.
Real quick, it is Mike Conte, guys, talking about Atlanta United's schedule. Its schedule was released today, and just kind of, you know, again, looking at it, giving you an analysis of what we think. This is where our depth will come in.
No doubt.
And for Atlanta United fans, you guys know this, and we've seen this. I don't think we're going to see it as much as we will this season because it's going to be called upon. But we have the best depth in MLS. And, you know, when you talk about skill positions and strikers and guys that you go, well, who's going to – our lineups will look drastically different based on this schedule, and this is going to be the job of DeBoer. He's got to come in here and figure this out, where Tata, I thought, really had mastered it with the personnel.
And this is where I think an acquisition of a guy like Breck Shea is really important, because he's a veteran who's going to give you depth and can play a bunch of different positions. So I'm not saying, like, all right, it's going to be a first-choice lineup for these games, a second-choice lineup for other games. I mean, I think they're going to play first-choice all the way through, but here's where it becomes valuable. You know, get Barco healthy. He's dealing with the knee tendonitis right now. It's going to be valuable for Barco. You know, maybe he will play on a Wednesday night, but not on a Sunday.
Right.
Maybe Villalba is kind of the alternate, where he would start in the games where Barco doesn't start. Maybe there's some kind of rotation with Gressel and Villalba. I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of spitballing right now. Yeah, in the midfield, you know, you kept Lorenowitz. That's very important, but now you can kind of rotate him with Rometty. You still have Parkhurst, which is obviously very important. So, you know, you're going to be rotating in a couple different spots up and down the pitch because you have to. And this is what I said when they changed the playoff format, that this was not going to be fair for teams in the CONCACAF Champions League. Now you're seeing it.
Right.
I mean, it is a very, very compressed, intense schedule, especially at the very start of the season and in May.
Guy asked me on Twitter, Five Stripes Fan, he says, how does this compare to what you see in Europe? Because in English Premier League, you have the FA Cup, which is kind of like what our U.S. Open Cup is, where all the different levels compete. You have the Champions League, which is the big king. That's the most prestigious next to the World Cup, which runs concurrent with your regular season. Those are matches you have to win.
You know what the difference is, though? You aren't getting on a four-hour flight to go from Liverpool to Manchester.
Right.
You know, so... yeah, I've seen a bunch of that on Twitter. Oh, well, you know, Premier League clubs, they play a lot of matches too. They don't have five-hour flights to Vancouver.
Right. And even if they're going to Eastern Europe, that's 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not what we're doing here.
No.
The bigness of the MLS League as far as geographics are concerned, or geography, I should say, is concerned.
Well, and Mike, not to interrupt, on top of it, you're flying to Costa Rica. You could be flying to Monterrey, Mexico between the Cincinnati and Philadelphia matches midweek. You know, that's like a four-hour flight.
But here, let me ask you real quick, Carl, because we talked about this when it happened. Darren comes in, Darren Nielsen, says, we want to win hardware, we want to win trophies. And we went with a lot of backups in the Chicago Fire match, which we opened up for the full stadium. The U.S. Open Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know what DeBoer's style is going to be. He's been brought over here because he's a guy that has a history of helping develop youth. So maybe we will see a lot of the youth movement throughout this year.
I mean, U.S. Open Cup, though, falls in a point in your schedule where you have a huge break. Atlanta United does not play from June 2nd to June 25th.
Okay.
So if the Open Cup falls in the same spots as it did last year, you could play two Open Cup matches during that break. Your first match likely against a USL side. Your second match might be as well. Hard to say. So you are right. For Open Cup, you could probably afford to go a little more second choice there. But if they didn't want to, if they really wanted to go for it and play everyone, they could, because they don't have any MLS matches in that window. I think this year, though, you're playing in CONCACAF Champions League. Open Cup, I don't want to say Open Cup's going to the back burner, because that's a prestigious tournament and that's a trophy and it's one that Atlanta United wants to win. But, you know, you play Open Cup to get into CONCACAF Champions League. Well, you're already there. So, you know, now you're trying to win CONCACAF Champions League and get to the Club World Cup. That's the next step.
It makes sense. And, guys, by the way, if you're going, Dukes, Bell, Conte, man, this is a lot. It is. Again, we're just getting immersed in this, guys. We just come off a championship season. Things are changing simply because the scheduling and the compression of the schedule. So that's what we're trying to get a feel for here. And we're going to be talking more about this and obviously having different voices on and guests about this from the Atlanta United coming up. But Conti, you make a great point there. You really do.
And I feel bad. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm whining about the schedule because that's not what I'm doing at all. I think this is a really good opportunity here for Atlanta United. And again, what stands out to me the most is not, oh, you got to play seven matches in May or you got to play five matches at the end of the season in 2 weeks. You're on national TV 17 times. You're on national TV 17 times.
We're the team.
Zlatan is coming here this year. Now, I don't know if Zlatan will play on turf.
Zlatan does not play on the field turf.
Zlatan's coming here this year. That's exciting. You know, you're going to get a chance to see FC Cincinnati, an expansion side that I think has the potential to be a big club in this league, and you're going to see them right down the stretch. That's very exciting. You get Toronto in here again. I think Toronto will be so much better this year than they were last year because they dealt with so many injuries and the challenge of going through CONCACAF Champions League. You're going to get to see some Western Conference clubs in person this year that Atlanta United had to travel to last year. Houston, the U.S. Open Cup champion, who smacked Atlanta United the very first game of the season. Now they come here, up-and-coming team. FC Dallas, a very, very exciting team last year that clipped Atlanta United on the 4th of July. They come here. Minnesota. They want to be a rival of Atlanta United because they came into the league at the same time. It's a very young, hungry fan base. You're going to get to see them come here. So those are the positives I'm looking at. And plus, you don't have to waste three games against Orlando next year. You only have to play them twice, along with D.C., because you have Cincinnati coming into the Eastern Conference now, so you will play no one more than twice.
If you're just tuning in, guys, we got the MLS schedule. It dropped about an hour ago, so Mike Conti breaking down the nuances of a very difficult schedule at times, but you want to be the best, you get the toughest schedule. It's like being a one seed in the NFL, man. You win the Super Bowl, you're playing some really good teams.
And if you don't believe me, Jason Longshore just texted me and said this is a really tough schedule as he digs into it.
Good stuff.
Really tough.
We'll talk more about it. Conti, great job. Again, we are just diving in for the first time, but we are the champions. Want to say it with me? The champions.